ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go back to last weekend and a couple of game fives in the ALDS, NLDS. Tigers win game five. They did not. Mariners won 3-2 in a marathon game of 15 innings.
Awesome.
Both you guys fell back.
Jorge Polanco.
He's a postseason hero.
Brewers win. They did. 3-1. Jason, you bounced back. Ken, you fell back because we wanted the Cubs.
Yeah, I was rooting for the show. That was a Beltway Ben meltdown.
I would have done the same thing. And
now, for show content.
And now to
you
the
mooks don't know baseball.
Ravens Rams.
Nothing to do
game.
With baseball.
Yeah. It was everything for content, man. It would have been
it was zero
amazing.
About baseball.
You don't fade the Brew Crew in a money spot at home. If you know anything
about
baseball.
I ride with Beltway Ben.
Worked yesterday.
Yeah. Oh! Yeah. Oh, if
Wasn't
you know
it really
about baseball.
Game one, you'd call a money spot.
It's a postseason
I call
game.
That an
I think
money spot.
It's a postseason
it's not an elimination
game.
It's the money spot and the elimination game are not the same thing. It's the first game, not the last game.
It's an NLCS game. It counts.
It's a home game.
Yeah.
It counts. Thank you.
I'm with Ben on that.
Blake Snell was almost perfect, and they still could have won the game.
But they didn't.
Yeah, and it wasn't an elimination game.
It's not. Nobody said it was.
Yeah.
Nobody said it was an elimination game.
I said, we're talking about an elimination game.
No, you said money game.
Money game is an elimination game.
To you, that's not how we read it.
Let's get to the Ravens-Rams game. Matthew Stafford throws for over 260 and a half yards, not even close, 181.
I had him at 400.
Yeah, can you bounce back? Jason Fellback said 248. The Ravens as a team will pass for over 186 and a half yards. They did not. 117. Can you bounce back? Jason fell back. You said 169.
No!
That was for you, Bob.
Kyren Williams rushes for over 71 and a half
content.
Yards. He did not. He ran for 50. Both of you guys bounce back. Jason, you thought 91. Derrick Henry rushes for over 72 and a half yards. Cleared
in the first
that
half.
By a lot.
Yeah.
122. Jason, you fell back. You thought 50 yards or less. Ken, you fell back. This is the best one. Puka Nacua goes for over 96.
The injury
and a
killed
half
me.
Yards.
Injury.
Ken bounced back, said way over 22 catches.
Well,
on
25 targets.
It was a money spot.
NFL record 22 catches. Jason fell back. He had 2 for 28. Now, he did suffer an injury.
Yes.
He came back in the game.
He was starting to lather.
He was. Devontae Adams goes for over 64 and a half yards. He did not.
Yeah, because he dropped seven balls.
Four for 39. Jason, you fell back. Thought 48 yards, two touchdowns. Can you bounce back? You said 69.
Oh, I said they've got to get to 400 somehow.
That's true. Zay Flowers goes over 52 and a half receiving yards. He did not. 6 for 46. Both you guys bounce back. Jason won big. 5-1. 5-1.
Order is restored.
Yeah.
Nature's healing.
Let's get to the NLCS game tonight.
Let's get to it.
Dodgers Brewers.
We're
going to do another Nerfy. No runs in the first inning.
Ooh.
Dodgers Brew Crew.
It's funny.
Jason?
Ben and I were talking about this. It feels like there have been Yerfies. It feels like it's been the postseason of the Yerfie. But I did not do a full study on this, but my instinct was I was feeling a Nerfie tonight.
Oh!
I was feeling a Nerfie tonight in Milwaukee.
That is a bounce back for those at home, Ken. And Nerfie, no runs in the first inning for those.
Yeah. I'm going to say Freddie Freeman goes deep again, fall back.
Freddie Freeman goes deep. We know that Jason Lockenfour loves him some Freddie P.
Yeah. Not as much as Quinny P, who was great last night, but yes, we love Freddie P.
Freddie P allows less than 1.5 runs. Ken.
You didn't say earned runs.
Earned runs, yes.
You're saying earned runs?
Earned runs.
I'm going to fall back, Brian.
Jason.
I think we're getting some length out of Freddie P tonight.
That's what I've heard.
I think we're getting some length out of Freddie P tonight.
But?
So he might give up 2 runs.
So that's a fallback.
But he will contribute in a big way to a Brew Crew victory.
We'll get to the victory
Freddie
in a second.
Freddie P, money line at home.
Yoshinobu Yamamoto allows less than 1.5 runs. Jace.
Got roughed up by the Brew Crew in July. Boom. I think I think he gives up a 3-run home run.
Oh, fallback, 3-run homer allowed. Ken.
I like what I've been seeing out of Yamamoto recently. What's 1.5?
1.5, yes. Could always be a quick hook.
Yeah, I'm going to bounce back, Bob.
Okay, bounce back.
So that means he gives up less than, yes.
Shohei Ohtani.
He's in a slump.
Has been hitless in 3 of his last 4 games. He not only gets a hit tonight, Ken, he gets an extra base hit tonight.
He's in a funk, Bone. Man. I'm going to bounce back, Bone.
Bounce back, Jason.
I think Bowers hits that home run, by the way, there, Bone. If you want to put that in your little notes.
Okay. Bowers, home run.
You're all saying, right. What are you saying here?
He gets not only a hit, but an extra base hit.
Yes.
I'm going to say he gets a double, which would be big for Beltway Ben and therefore big for Wannabet. I'm going to say he gets a double.
That is. All right. Let me write that down.
That qualifies, Bone.
That does qualify.
Yes.
The Dodgers in Book of the Bone are -120 on the money line tonight. They win again tonight, Jason. I think I know where you're going.
I don't know if it's still there. When we did the show at noon, you could still find at one shot +110 on the Brew Crew. That's where my money is, Bone.
Ken?
My money's with Beltway Ben.
Yeah!
I'm going to ride this train till the wheels fall off. I'm going to... So that's a fallback, correct? Or no, I'm taking the Dodgers.
Back. You're taking the Dodgers.
Taking the Dodgers.
Back. Let's get to the ALCS Game 3 tomorrow night. Over 7.5 runs scored in Game 3. Ken, that cleared easy yesterday.
Yeah, let me take a look, see who the pitching matchup is. It's Bieber and Kirby. Ooh. Yeah. I'm going to bounce back.
Jason?
Over 7.5? Mm-hmm. It's a tough hitter's park. It's the best pitcher's park in baseball. But Seattle does hit pretty well there. That's a low-ish number. Toronto's bullpen is on fire. I'm going to say, Bone, 6-3 Tridents.
6-3 Mariners. So that is
in honor of
back.
Brick Tamlin.
Jorge Polanco. He has recorded at least 1 RBI in 3 straight games. He records another RBI tomorrow night, Jason.
Why not? Why not?
Why
Bone?
Not? Why not?
To quote Jason Lockett,
solo homer.
To quote Jason, it's baked into the cake at this point. Like, he's going to come up with runners on, and he's going to drive in those runs. Bounce back.
Shane Bieber really struggled in his last start against the Yankees. Didn't even make it through 3 innings. Low bar, but Ken, he pitches into the 5th tomorrow.
I'm going to fall back on that, Bob.
That gym teacher's going to be pulling the levers of what's left of his bullpen early and often.
So is he fallback?
Yes.
And lastly, the Mariners in Book of the Bone, minus 135 on the money line. Jason, the Mariners win game three.
I played it at minus 124 yesterday, so.
That is a bounce back.
Yeah, the Mariners, I'm pretty sure they've never won a home ALCS game. I think they were down 0-2 when they went back to Yankee Stadium in 2001. So, yeah, I'm going to bounce back here, Bone. Coming up next, we get back to the Ravens. Man, they've got some scuffling receivers, tight ends and wide receivers, skill position guys. So we'll ask the question, who steps up first? Rashad Bateman, Isaiah Likely, or Mark Andrews? We'll answer next.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Ravens are 1-5 heading into the bye. Their head coach, John Harbaugh, has made it clear he thinks Lamar Jackson will be back after the bye when they face the Bears a week from Sunday. So with that in mind, it's been a lost season for a lot of this offense if you take away week one. I guess week two counts. But Rashad Bateman, Isaiah Likely, Mark Andrews, none of them have really had the season so far that we expected. Hell, Bateman, you could put a missing persons report on him. Likely was hurt. And Andrews, it's been probably more bad than good, save for one game. So, which one of these guys steps up first? Jason?
Well, I'm not convinced that any more than one of them is going to be here.
I'm completely
longer.
With
so,
you.
So, I think it's time for Isaiah Likely to get healthy or get whatever, find his way in this offense, have Trippy do a body language reading on him or something, get him on the right track. That's got to happen. I don't think they see a future for Andrews here, and it's a declining asset, and he's still not that far removed from catching touchdowns, and maybe they can flip him for something useful, or at least somebody who they think has some upside defensively or something. I don't know. It's probably just going to be draft picks. And look, I think with Rashad Bateman, man, I think everything's got to kind of be tuned up and great and perfect, right? And if it is, and he's on along as part of a magic carpet ride where on any given play, Lamar could chuck it 50 yards downfield, that's one thing. That's not this. I think it's going to be a ways before they get back to that. He's always been a mercurial figure. He's gone through agents. He's gone through periods where he can't connect with this quarterback or other quarterbacks. He's gone through some hot spells. He's clearly a very streaky player. I think we'd all agree with that. And look, this offense might be going back in time a little bit, not just this year, but like if you don't have an offensive line in this league, you are undermined. And it might be about it's not the end of the world. The Buffalo Bills aren't. Like they said bye to Diggs, right? Have they ever really replaced him with a true downfield receiver?
They have not.
Now, they also haven't won a Super Bowl or even gotten to one, nope. But they've won a lot of games.
Yeah.
The Kansas City Chiefs, with Rice hurt last year, they dinked and dunked their way
and they said bye to Tyreek Hill.
Final game of the year. Said bye to Tyreek Hill. And like even this year, now Rice is coming back and Worthy finally came back, but they were treading water without having anybody who really could stretch the field. I guess that Treadwell guy every once in a while. Like, so Thornton. It's not Thornton. I mean, it's not the end of the world. But I don't think this is going to be a year where Bateman's a happy camper. And so maybe they think it is time to move that contract. There's certainly more people around the league. And Gigi was the first guy on this.
That would be something.
He doesn't have much he can move. He really doesn't. To get back
assets.
The kind of draft picks he's like.
But what are you getting for Bateman? Like
they'll convince you that a third.
You're
that, look,
trading him
he
low.
Can't draft in the third round. But you're he can go to his boss and say that's a 10-year starter for a guy who's going to flip his wig because he can't get the ball anymore.
Time out. I disagree with that because you can sell teams desperate for a wide receiver that this offense is broken because the line stinks and the quarterback's hurt and he's coming off a monster year. I think they can get a day two draft pick.
He runs great.
He's
routes.
Got a very
he's
fair.
Young, he's explosive.
He's got a
he's
cheap
got
contract.
My point is you're not trading him at high value. You could have got peak value. If you want to trade him during the offseason.
They could have traded him to the Cowboys. But.
Yes, and that was out there. He acknowledged that to Jeff Cerebeck, yes. I believe. But to me, trading Bateman makes no sense. It really makes no sense to me.
I think when the dust settles, that I'm with Jason 1,000%. I think Likely still here. I think Andrews and Bateman are gone. I think Andrews and
they're going to go to Likely. You're going to be our primary downfield guy in the second half of the year. You want that kind of money?
Smoke?
Come earn it.
Yep.
Come show it. Otherwise, we squat on you for another year.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's the most interesting decision. Is like I don't know what Isaiah Likely's value is right now. And I love Isaiah Likely. I've always been super high on Isaiah Likely. But he doesn't have the numbers to warrant a top tight end contract right now. And unfortunately, he suffered the injury in a contract year. And who knows if he's ever going to be right this year. But I don't know how that negotiation is going to go.
It's well, obviously, it's not going well because they haven't signed him yet. And it's out there. Hey, our guy, what was that guy's name? The guy that was tweeting out contract information?
Oh,
Ricky Scoops?
Yeah.
Ricky Scoops had it. They were trying to get a deal done. They have not gotten it done. So, obviously, they have not had successful negotiations.
I mean, I wonder if, like, D-Hop, too, was another one where you... I mean, you look good. You could get something for... It might be, hey,
I think like, D-Hop for sure.
You want to go to a contender?
What's the deal with Walker? Is there any?
I think it's just
a minor.
He should be back after the bye.
I don't think it's a serious.
So he'll get his run. Likely he'll get his run. Zay, you're trying to get a big contract. You got to show up. Kohler can catch balls. Like and they're going to try to run the hell out of the football. Like I think that's probably where the. And if they can't run the hell out of the football, their defense is going to get exposed over and over and over again. And the whole thing's going to be a clown show. Anyway.
House of cards.
They've got to hold the ball 33, 34 minutes a game. Period. Point blank. End of story. And that's to beat the Bears. I'm not talking about beating another shootout with the Bills in Orchard Park in January. I'm talking about to beat the Bears. Like, I'm talking about to beat the Bengals. Yeah. Like, I'm talking about to beat almost anybody.
I do want to add one last thing on the Bateman thing. Like, we're talking about a laundry list of needs for Eric DaCosta this upcoming offseason, and trading him for a third-round pick, you're just adding to the needs. You need to bring in another wide receiver to replace him at that point.
Yeah, but they need trenches a lot more than, like, I hear you.
For sure, but then you have nothing at receiver next year.
Zay.
Zay Flowers. And
Walker
can play in the league, and, you're going to have Likely, and if you get another move tight end, you can run with 12.
It would make no sense to me.
I mean, let's be real about Rashad Bateman.
No,
you're always waiting. That's another one, like Ronnie Stanley, for different reasons.
Yeah.
You're waiting for that other shoe to drop.
Yep.
When it's not going well, you're waiting for the physically, mentally, he's firing another agent.
You didn't have to re-up with him.
They
re-upped
him at a very fair deal.
That's going to help you get more for him.
Yes.
That's going to help you get more for him.
That's exactly why they're going to get something for him, because of what he's getting paid.
I guess.
Because you had him by the ball, so you squeezed again.
Yes.
But at some point, he's going to be somebody else's problem.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Yes. Hey, you know what the Ravens'
they
biggest...
They got two squeezes out of that nutsack.
They did. Wow. Ravens, their pass rush is non-existent. Is this the
saucy death grip?
Wow, wow! Oh, is this the worst? This Ravens pass rush. You know, this is the worst pass rush the Ravens have ever had.
Yes.
We'll discuss next year.
Move to the next.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal Ark machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radnor, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Topic.
You want to know how bad the Ravens pass rush is this year?
Nobody appreciates pass rush like the Baltimore Ravens.
They do. Nnamdi Madubuike is still tied for the lead in sacks for this team. He hadn't played since the Browns game. Him and Tavius Robinson, who's going to miss the next 6 to 8 weeks, are tied for the team lead in sacks with two. So Chuck Smith, pass rush specialist, tell us a little tale about the edge guys.
Yeah, Dobbs looks fantastic. He still maintains his speed.
And we want to
be multifunctional. You know, we want to be able to put people all around the field, and Doff fits that, description. As KV. You know, all our inside guys can play outside. So we want to be versatile, and I think Coach Orr, that's one of the things that, you know, makes this defense, you know, it's going to be tough to go against, you know, because we can do things like that. But Doff definitely, he can play at any position across the board when it comes to pass rush. Well, I think the first thing is Jabo last year was pretty much the first year he was healthy. You know, when you think about it, that's part of it. So a lot of times when you're getting healthy, you're not necessarily gaining. You're just trying to manage to get back to where you started. Mm. So now I think this offseason he has his platform has raised from the standpoint of he's had a chance to work harder. You know, he has a chance to do the different things that it takes from the strength standpoint. And he's worked really hard. Jabo, you know, he plays hard. He competes hard. And, you know, I'm excited about, you know, what he gets a chance to do in camp.
So
that was what they were selling.
That was this summer
when they added nothing to the mix
because they didn't need it. They had Ajabo and Owe, and Owe now is a Charger. Ajabo is a liability. They've combined for zero sacks so far this year.
Seven total pressures as a team in that game. None from their entire group of edge rushers.
So is this the worst we've ever seen? Because this is a team, let's face it. Now, take away when they first moved from Cleveland. Even then, they had Rob Burnett.
Yeah.
Like, that guy could get after the quarterback. They soon after added Mike McCrary and then became a Super Bowl team and a feared defense. So they've been a team that got after the quarterback for a long, long time. You take it further. They draft Suggs, and they get Doomerville. They found guys that can get after the quarterback. They got nobody can get after the quarterback.
This is sad. No, it's a joke. It's a football farce is what it is. And we had to bring that back because, you know, we're in the business of paying attention. When you send messaging to your fans and your sponsors and the people who pay the freight, we listen and we take note. And in real time, I told you this is baloney always not a pass rusher. He'll never be a pass rusher. Ajabo, unfortunately, suffered an injury that has taken away any semblance of twitch, athleticism, anything. He looked completely broken in the preseason again. Kyle Van Noy, I told you, you got the best out of him. He's 36. He don't love his contract. It's not like it ain't going to get any better. And unless you get people who are better than anything you have in your building, not take some project in the second round, and you're not very good at finding them anyway, like real established NFL pass rushers, plural, on the outside, you might could be okay at this. Like you might could be not too much worse than average at getting actual pressure if Jones and Madubuike play as a dynamic duo. Now it turns out not only did you not do the bare minimum, you did less than that, and Madubuike might never play for you again, and Jones is struggling. So, and I don't think he's healthy, but he's got to play because you went into a football game against a ferocious opponent with four D linemen up. So, no, I'd say they're completely bereft of talent and depth all across their front seven, including their $20 million linebacker. And I'd say that's going to undermine their second half more than anything else, even more than the fact that they also, at the same time, don't have an offensive line.
You just look at the depth chart as it's currently constructed, and Tavius Robinson, he hasn't been placed on IR yet, but he will be because he's going to miss the 6 to 8 weeks. You have Kyle Van Noy, you have Mike Green, and you have David Ajabo. And David Ajabo played over 40% of the snaps Sunday against the Rams, and that was someone that was on the bubble heading into training camp. This has been a position that has been neglected for years and years and years in terms of draft capital, in terms of they don't spend any money. Look, you give them credit. Van Noy, the 2 years you got out of him on the cheap, awesome. Jadeveon Clowney on a one-year contract, good. Good value play. But they have not had a dude at the edge since Terrell Suggs.
And Doomerville.
He left the building a long time ago at this point. And the pendulum needs to swing back the other way. You have a million corners. You have a million safeties. You spend top dollar on the back end. But then you shop at five and below at the edge. Things have to change. In today's NFL, it's about pressure. It's about sacks. That's what forces turnovers. If you can pressure the quarterback, if you can get strip sacks, that will help your turnover issue, and they can't do any of that.
Do we think they'll actually recalibrate how they build their rosters now? Like, do we think, like, is this...
I think
because the Orioles, we don't think we'll ever learn from their mistakes.
And I think you said something very pertinent to that yesterday. I don't think they're stupid.
Right. So I think the Orioles are flat out stupid.
Yeah. I think they will recalibrate because this has gone so far this way. You know, as long as they kept getting close, I think they could stay dug in on it. But this has gone so far the other way that I think they're going to have no choice.
Well, and let's be clear. On the back end, they're going to have Hamilton and Wiggins. And I don't know if Tampa becomes a thing. Like, I don't think you're going to be able to keep paying Marlon what you're paying. Like, that's going to have to end. So, like, they're going to kind of have a blank deck all around. Like, I don't think they're going to have discernible strengths on their defensive roster at all heading into the combine when you're starting to meet with agents and, hey, you got to go, you got to take a pay cut. So you're going to be able to it's going to be a blank slate. You're going to be able to reallocate assets wherever you want. Like, whichever direction you want to go, unfortunately, you're stuck with a $20 million middle linebacker who's...
No, $32 million for a cap hit next year.
But you've restructured. But I mean, I'm just looking at cash. But regardless, So that's going to be a real problem. But like, if they don't completely lean into the D-line, shame on them. But again, and we'll always hold them to account for this because we started talking about it a year before the draft. The time to do that was last year's draft. You think you're cute. Oh, let everybody else get all the great defensive tackles, and we're geniuses at drafting everything else. No, you're not. You're not. And the D-tackle you drafted, was just like Jaire Alexander, was a silly, asinine vanity signing that I said in real time is a silly, asinine vanity signing. Go get a pass rusher. You waiting till the very end in that D-tackle draft to take one of these things does not look like all the others. And then your season's on the line, and you got four defensive linemen up, and he can't crack the roster. Just like you got 9 million DBs up, and Jaire Alexander can't get a snap. Joke's on you, Corey Hart!
Wow. I think that they will reevaluate how they do things because this has gotten so, I can't believe this is a team that prides itself on intimidating the offense. They're embarrassing as far as that's concerned. That, like, I watched, and we'll get to a league at large coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Like Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson in like with nobody pressuring them.
This is a defining offseason for Eric DaCosta. The upcoming year, because if this season continues to go sideways, you have the highest pick that you've had since Kyle Hamilton. You have to get the Lamar Jackson contract done. You have to completely remake your defense. Like, there's so many question marks for this team heading into the 2026 offseason. This is a defining offseason for Eric DaCosta.
Is this a defining football game for Mike Locksley and the Terps as they take on UCLA on Saturday? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
I feel really good about this team. I know you guys are going to write what you got to write, but nobody can watch what we've did today and feel like it's the same on Maryland, because I don't see that, and I'll continue to tell you those things.
So that was Mike Locksley 2 days ago. He says this is not the same old Maryland, though it seems that to me that very similar to what we've seen in the past. He did say he had a midweek press conference today, quote, "a lot of reason for frustration for us the last couple of weeks of not being able to finish and get it done. But I'd also say there's a lot of optimism in our program because of how we played the first half of the season." Alas, they sit at 4-2 at the moment. They're going to play UCLA. Maryland's 1-2 in conference. UCLA's 2-1, and they got Indiana looming on the other side of that. They could be 4-4 pretty quickly.
Well, I mean, and look, right now he's hanging his hat on close losses and almost and woulda, coulda, shoulda. I think, I said it before, I'll say it again, I think his coordinators are a big part of the problem. I'm not putting it on these kids. The problem now is it's hard to go and travel like that. This team's had a really, like, incredible amount of home cooking, the way the schedule's set up. And now under duress, a super young team, now dealing with some injuries and dealing with adversity with a true freshman quarterback who's only played once on the road. It might start to crater a little bit. Like, it you might not be able to play the, you know, one score game thing that much longer. I know it's a 3-point spread, and maybe it will be close, and maybe there's some of what you know UCLA is doing is just the freshness of getting rid of a coach and making a change and giving people some different responsibilities. But I'm a little concerned that because the way it's happening with mental mistakes and penalties and the kids not being taught to tackle the right way, and there's so many sort of fundamental inherent flaws. I'll always go back to the 3rd and 10. Where they've got a chance to get Washington finally off the field and make them punt from like their own 30-yard line. And you got multiple kids sprinting on and off the sidelines, the same kids. Like, nobody's sure if they're in that package or not. That points to me to fundamental issues. And I think this thing could get really off the rails.
And they only have two more home games in general. They're going to be on the road a lot.
Yeah.
The rest. I'm
not sure that's going to bring out the best in them.
No. And
after Indiana, you're saying? Because they got Michigan and Michigan State at home.
The Michigan State's
is that a neutral?
They're playing at Ford Field.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So they only have two more home games. Look, with this Maryland team, heading into the year, they had 4.5. Their over-under win loss was 4.5. And expectations change throughout a season. And we saw what they did, especially when they went to Wisconsin, where they were heavy underdogs there. And look, Wisconsin's a total mess. But yeah, at that time, that was a big moment for them. And Malik, you're empowering him. You're throwing from your own 1 yard line. You're going for the kill shot with Knotts to make it 27-10 at that point. The defense is playing so well. They've been extremely opportunistic with interceptions. And you really play so well in the first half of that Washington game. It's how they're losing these games that have been so deflating. Like, yes, you can hang your hat on, they're getting so much production from all of these true freshmen, but at some point you got to get a signature win.
Yeah.
Like Locks has been here for years, and you got to get over the hump. Like, that's the frustration of the fan base.
I want to bring Beltway Ben on this because he's obviously a big Terp fan. And the other concern about it, and I see it all over college football, when seasons start to go sideways, all of a sudden you see kids in this new landscape, they leave the program. They go in the transfer portal during the season. I've seen it happen at Auburn and other schools already this year. Where are you on this, and how concerned are you about things going sideways?
Kind of in between. I know Malik talked about having a players-only meeting on Monday, and I think Malik is a good leader. And, I mean, if they do lose a few guys, I'm very interested to see how the offseason goes in terms of bringing guys in. You've already seen what Malik can do. Penn State has their – whoever their next coach will be, Maryland's going to get some guys from there probably. So I do think people are going to want to play with Malik. So if they lose a few guys here or there, it is what it is. But this week specifically – I'm not fully buying UCLA yet. Like, they're a fun story. They've played better football. They did play an awful Michigan State team.
Uh-huh.
Penn State also put 34 up on them, and Penn State has their issues. But Penn State's offense, which has been pretty stagnant, put up 34 on them. Now, the Terps' offense hasn't been great. They did all right. They played well against Nebraska. They weren't able to get a stop. But I do think that they'll be able to give them some issues. I know UCLA has one of the best passing offenses in college football, but I think the Terps can go right at it with them. The issue is, regardless of what happens there, you host Indiana the following week.
Yeah.
That's one of those games where, I mean, as a Terps fan, you hope they're in it. If they do get, you know, ran off the field, and it's one of those ugly, old-fashioned Terps losses, that's where what Ken's talking about can come into play. We also see people randomly redshirting at times in the season and all of those different things. So I think next Saturday could be an ugly one.
Well, that's following a bye, and we know how well Locks does after
right.
a bye.
And, yeah, and
0-10, but don't look at history.
No.
Yeah, and also don't write about it. But, yeah, I don't know. I think that's going to be an ugly. But other than that, that's why this year you have a down Michigan team. You don't have to play Ohio State. You did not. Of course,
schedule set
weeks
up.
Weeks ago, I'm saying, I'm happy they're not playing Penn State. Now I'm saying, why couldn't they have Penn State on the schedule? But, like, truly, the schedule fares you, which is why those two losses, if you beat Washington and Nebraska, it sounds crazy, but the Terps are in the top 12 playoff. Like, they are in contention for that. Because then you'd have to beat Indiana, how that would go. But, like, their schedule is not that tough.
Maryland and UCLA this Saturday. You guys feeling confident about this one?
No.
So that way, Ben's the only one that's feeling.
I'm not feeling confident.
You're feeling decent.
Think,
you're feeling decent.
Yeah, I side with the Terps, but I'm not betting on the Terps. But I do think they beat UCLA.
Maryland and UCLA. It's a 7 o'clock start. You can hear it right here on 105.7 The Fan. We'll get back to the Ravens next with our guest Kyle Goon. He's columnist for the Baltimore Banner. Can Lamar Jackson save the season? We'll ask him next here on The Fan.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.